teaching, learning, and creating change, and especially examining the way that we think, are the central ideas behind the Borders of Diversity Student Conference. The 2013 edition is going on right now in Creveling Lounge. Earlier in the show, you heard one of the participants who's going to be on the writers panel this afternoon, Alex Fong. Their creative writing panel happens at 5. Also participating in that panel, writer Janine McCarthy, who's also an English major here at PCC. She's the editor of PCC's Inscape Literary Magazine and currently at work on a book. You can also see samples of her writing on her blog, which is called The Letter J, The Number 9. Where will you be going after this with your writing, Janine?
With my writing, I'm hoping to just continue. I want to go on, of course, to Cal State Northridge, hopefully. And my ultimate goal is to become a writing professor or English professor, maybe here.
Exciting. How did you first get involved with Borders of Diversity?
I was just asked by the faculty advisor for Inscape, Professor Chris McCabe, to be on a panel and maybe to read something that someone had submitted to Inscape, maybe my own writing, maybe someone else's. So that's what I'll be doing.
Tell me about the writers panel that's going to be happening.
I know that there's going to be 3 of us that are editors for Inscape sitting on the panel talking about what we do, perhaps our own writing. It's supposed to be really informal, so I'm kind of looking forward to that.
Tell me a bit about what you do with your writing and your own experiences, please.
So far, it's just what's required for a school, kind of, but it's all been very personal. A lot of nonfiction, obviously, because that's all I have to draw from, my own experience. But I've been learning a lot in my classes, and that's really exciting. And just being back at school, you know, I'm an older student, so being back has really been exciting. I've been learning a lot, getting involved in a lot of local writing community here. So it's been a lot of fun.
How did you as an older student come to make the choice to come back to school?
I had lost my job, and like so many people, and it was very difficult to find a new one. And I sort of came to one of those places in your life where you say, well, I can do anything. What would I want to do? And that was it. Go back to school and do something I love, which was writing.
Tell me about that experience. When you got back to school, you wanted to do something you loved. What was the first, let's say, month like?
Exciting and a little, I don't want to say frustrating, but a lot of bureaucracy that I wasn't quite expecting, you know, getting paperwork in order, visiting the right offices, getting the right classes. And it took about a month and a half until I was finally kind of settled in.
You and I are both older students. What were some of the main changes that you saw coming back to college?
Gosh, I think a strictly personal perspective, everybody was the same age as my kids. That was really strange. Last time I was here, everybody was my age, you know. So that was really strange. But one of the surprises was the creative writing class I did have, which was creative nonfiction. There were a lot of older students in there and students that I still talk to now, even though we don't have class together anymore. So that was really a pleasant surprise.
What do you find that you have to give the younger students as somebody who's had a little more experience? What do you find that your interactions with them are like?
I think I'm a lot more casual about it, but I'm also a lot more focused. And I can't say younger students aren't focused, but I think I run into more younger students who are not focused. Older students, you know, we've been there, done that. We understand the value of being here, and I think we can share that with the younger students.
We also talked about some of Janine's current work, your post about waiting an hour to be fired, basically,
right,
on your Letter J Number 9 blog was incredible. Where would you really like to go with that writing in addition to the book that you're writing right now?
Just kind of to share my experience. I think it would speak most to people who have been there, done that, other people who've lost their jobs, kind of out of the blue like that. I wasn't laid off. I was actually fired, which was devastating to me. But I think a lot of people can relate to that right now. And so I would love to be the kind of writer that people can read and say, yeah, I understand, I've been there, you know. Oh, okay, I'm not alone. And the book I'm writing right now is actually for my grandmother. She asked me to write down her experiences from World War II as a 12-year-old in Holland. She was only a year older than Anne Frank, as a matter of fact, and in roughly the same area. She grew up in Rotterdam, which is the next biggest city. It's a major port in Europe. And I didn't grow up knowing her stories. I grew up knowing other family members' stories, but it never occurred to me that she had any. She didn't, you know, it was something I didn't like to talk about. And she's in her 80s now, and she's got Alzheimer's, and I think her edit button is broken. So she's a lot more willing to talk about those things. So I've been working on that, interviews with her, and trying to pull that together.
Any kind of timeline or anything for publication?
No, it's just sort of a project. It's been more difficult than I expected, getting stories out of her, making sure they're kind of accurate and not, I don't want to say made up, but, you know, she's 80 years old. She was 12 at the time. She's got Alzheimer's now. So, you know, stories come out a little funky, if you know what I mean. So trying to verify a lot of facts, talk to other family members who are still alive and other family members in younger generations who may know the stories to kind of validate some of the things that she's been telling me.
How has your perspective on writing and being a writer changed since you were an undergrad in your 20s and now?
You know, when I was an undergrad in my 20s, I didn't even think about writing. It was something that I had to do for class. And as I got older and as when I was a dispatcher, as a matter of fact, I was a police dispatcher. And one of the things I always did was take on writing projects in terms of a business related aspect. I did take business writing classes. I wrote anything that I could for training. And so when I came back to school, that was one of the things I decided I wanted to do. I wanted to be a writer. I wanted to write. I seemed to be okay at it. And I love doing it. So that was one of the big motivating factors for coming back to school, was so that I could sort of fulfill that dream, if you will. And it's been really interesting. I've, as I said earlier, kind of connecting to the local writing community that I didn't know existed, joining writing groups online, finding other writers. So it's really been exciting.
Tell me about creating your blog, the letter J, the number 9.
I actually created the blog because a writing teacher said, you know, if you want to be a writer, you need a blog. Writers have blogs. So that's what I did. And I know you're supposed to have a platform. And I just kind of, it's almost like a journal, not quite a journal, but I talk about my experiences being an older student, my experiences, you know, I talk about family experiences. I post photographs. There's this little subgroup that I joined where we take a picture of the same thing on a regular basis so that over time you can see the changes. So I post those pictures. I actually take my pictures here at the top of the parking structure off of Bonnie, of the mountains and the construction, so that over time you can kind of see the progress. Just sort of pulling things out of the air, I guess. But it's been really nice because I've connected with a whole blogging community, other writers who are like me, who are not necessarily, they're not writers for a living, but they like to write. And so that's been exciting as well. I've actually traded books with another blogger that I've only known online, you know. So that's been kind of fun.
What are some of the best resources for any writer, older, younger, or otherwise, who wants to do what you're doing?
Well, I know I started at a writing class at La Pintoresca Library, and it was just a free class that they offered for 6 weeks. It was called The Courage to Write, and it still runs. They just finished a 6-week session, as a matter of fact, and that was good. The teacher, her name is Esther Bradley Detalli. She's a writer as well, and she teaches these classes for free. And she connected me to a lot of resources. There's an online group on Yahoo Groups called CH Percolator, which CH stands for Coffee House. So they call it the Coffee House for Writers. And that's excellent because it's a group where people can submit any kind of writing. They have prompts every day, but you can submit anything and you get a lot of positive feedback. And if you want something a little more critical, you can let them know you want something a little more critical. But for the most part, it's all really positive. And that's an excellent place to start for new writers. And blogging has been surprisingly a supportive environment.
Fast forward to 5 years from now, when you're finished college, when you've got your book out there, what's next? What's your dream goal as a writer?
I would love to be a fiction writer. It's not something that I'm real good at right now, so that's something that I'm going to have skill I'm going to have to develop as I go along. But I would love to write fiction, science fiction, fantasy type novels. That just sounds really fun to me.
And finally, what would you tell anybody who's coming to Borders of Diversity about the creative writing panel?
Show up. Just come, you know. It's one of the things that I've been learning as I come is that anybody can write, even if you're not officially a writer, if you just have a story you want to get out there, just do it. And I think coming to our panel, it's going to be really casual, just a real safe environment for new writers. So show up. You know, I'm hoping that a lot of older writers, and by older I just mean, you know, over 25 or so, show up. I love comparing war stories with people, you know. I know one of the things that when I came back to school that I was faced with, you know, I was really excited to come back to school. Yay, I love learning and I'm going to learn so much and I'm going to get involved in this community. And the first, I'd say after the first week or so, I was faced with homework for more than one class and a paper due. And I sort of panicked. I wasn't expecting homework. I don't know why I wasn't expecting homework. But, you know, to go home and have kids to feed and, you know, a family to take care of and have to do homework, you know, I've got, you know, mommy needs homework time. And I thought maybe that would help the kids along too. You know, hey, let's do homework together. Yeah, no. But yeah, that was sort of a culture shock.
How many kids are we talking about?
Just two. And they're both, when I started, they were both teenagers. The oldest, of course, is 20 now. Ugh. So yeah, I'm running into a lot of students now that are the same age as my oldest. And that's a little, I don't want to say unnerving, but, you know, I think I get a little more frustrated, you know, because I see them as like my kids and I want to say, ah, shake them a little bit, you know.
We were just like that when we were 20, is what's so funny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, not me, not at all.
Thank you for your time today, Janine.
Sure, my pleasure.